do.
The cover art is killing me.
Hold on, you gotta let this ride. Trust to the nigga, stupid hoe, how you figure?
Fuck that, I'm getting
he
this
won't
on Instagram.
Fuck your best friend and your sister. I lie to ya. And then, you know this song? If it's homeboy, zoo ya.
I'm a hood rat, low key.
Nigga, don't let him fool ya. They all dogs, that's what they do. Come on, keep rapping, bitch.
No, bitch, I want to get this.
And who okay, are without
we
him
done with that
or his juice, man? Okay, so if
his
y'all did
judgment.
Not know... I don't know what she say, but I just rap it, okay? If y'all don't know, that is Kaya from the album Thug Misses.
Thug Misses know what I mean.
I'm so glad you know that song, because I thought you was going to come out here and be bougie, bitch, because you've been a little bougie little thing.
I know I have, but I'm Floridian, and so by you know, I'm supposed
by
to know...
By default, we know Kaya songs, okay?
I'm supposed
okay?
to know Plies. I'm supposed to know Kaya because my blood.
So again, we're gonna play the rest of that song at the end because I love it that much. But welcome guys to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This your girl Mandy B, and I'm sitting alongside
I just want you guys to know it's really funny because I don't know how, I guess it was meant to happen, but me and Mandy knew we were supposed to do an episode alone, but we fought so much during the episode that we couldn't even post it.
We could, so, and you are in the studio.
Interjected, honestly.
You were, yeah, if you were in the studio, you probably would have stopped. So a lot of our listeners have been asking us for solo episodes because, you know, we've been very guest-based, and they miss our funny asses, our whole asses, all of that.
Preach, it was so bad.
It was so bad.
At like, one point, I was like, you want to do it? We can do it!
Like, in the middle of the episode.
Jesse was on his phone, gets off his phone like what the
like in the middle
like, no,
of the
we
episode,
can talk about it we can,
in the middle of the episode I said does this need to be an intervention on air, like I don't give a fuck because I paid for the studio time but we could talk right now. And so we sent it to both of our friends.
We posted the episode for only an hour
because after we had sent it to our friends and we got so much feedback, they were just like, bro, I kind of couldn't get through the episode. Like, there was so much arguing. I don't know. Our vibes were just off. And, you know, we be arguing sometimes. We be arguing sometimes. But you know, but we did it on air. And I was like,
I don't know what it was.
They are going to hate us.
You know, someone said to me, a friend wrote back and said, I know that people enjoy y'all fighting, but this is so bad that I could see somebody stop listening, period.
Which is what my friend said. So I was like, she was like, wait, you're gonna post that? You're not going to edit? Like, it was bad, Preach. So
bro,
I wish
we started fighting about the housing market.
What I tell you, we tried to go through, we argued at the kink of the week, we argued at what's been going on in our lives, we argued at the horrible decision. Everything.
Hold on, but the kink of the week, Mandy, because y'all are only going,
no, we ain't gonna get back into it, because
Mandy
I'm not
said Rugrats was anime.
Anyway,
like, she's like, anime is any animation. Y'all the fuck you talking about just because you've been in Japan?
But I tell you, we started arguing
about
the market in Orlando.
We started arguing about home mail. We were giving a listener advice. You're like, how to find a sugar daddy? Oh, well, you know, he might want to do it. No, he ain't, because let me tell you how to trick on these niggas. Actually, we decided, so it was so bad. But Mandy and I decided that when we launch our Patreon account, which we're going
to
tell you about,
hear the bullshit.
We're going to post it. And I'm
so
really
bad.
Embarrassed because it was just
it's so
bad.
Well, you could see where our aggression came out. And it's so weird because I really wasn't trying to talk to Weezy at all. And somehow we ended up on IG Live and now we're friends again. So that's how our fucking friendship works.
You know, I don't know how it... I don't know how days like that happen. That's never happened to us.
No, that was bad.
But
it was so...
That was also the first time we ever fought coming in the studio.
Yeah, so we had an argument prior to the studio, and I think it just trickled into...
Attitude.
And you just
be on your phone. Never during a catch-up before had you been texting the whole time. I was like, am I talking to the wall?
Oh, yeah. I just didn't care about anything she was saying. And in reality, so... And then
sometimes you guys can look at yourself.
No, but this is where it went bad.
I know it's
she
bad.
Spent 15 minutes catching up on her, and I wasn't even listening.
Oh,
then
my.
Then she went straight into the kink of the week.
I give a fuck about your
ass.
I
said, oh, because don't nobody care what I got to say. It was so bad.
I said, oh, did you want to talk? I didn't even realize.
It was bad. But hi, guys. I guess we've already said welcome to Horrible Decisions. We're just catching up.
I do want to tell you guys where you can find that episode, though.
Go ahead.
That's something we should catch up on. So Mandy and I have been discussing the future of this podcast and things like that. And obviously, even though we fight... we do want to get paid. So we've been discussing different avenues to take on whether it's joining a network or doing advertisements or what do we do. And it seems like Patreon has been the best option for us. And it'll give you guys more of what you're looking for. So everybody asks for more episodes or longer episodes,
video footage, merchandise. And so with the Patreon platform, what we're going to do is it's going to allow you guys to subscribe to us monthly. With these monthly subscriptions, we not going to break your pockets, we promise. So, of course, we did it real sexual, guys. So we have bases. And for first base, it will just be your support. So for $2 a month, you can support the podcast. Second base is $5 a month. For $5 a month, we will be giving you guys extra episodes, video footage, and just different behind the scenes footage of us and footage of our episodes. It's gonna start off as just one bonus episode a month, but as we get more Patreons, we're gonna go ahead and post most. And then the third base is $15 a month. What you're gonna get with this is the bonus episodes, the video footage, and we're also gonna give you guys a free t-shirt. This will come after 4 months of consecutive subscription. And at this base, you guys will also get to help us plan. This bitch is blowing her snot.
I didn't know the mic was going to pick it up. I have a story to tell about my snot in a second.
Okay. And so at this third base for $15 a month, you're also going to be able to help us plan our shows.
And you'll get a shout out on the show if you are actually making the topic for the show.
Yeah. So it's going to be really cool. It's going to allow you guys to be a little bit more interactive. And it's also just going to give you guys more of us, more of host shit, okay?
I don't know if they can handle it after that fight, but I guess you guys wouldn't know unless you hear the Patreon episode, but Loverboy's back. He got back the same night I've been in Tokyo. Things are going great. Returned from Tokyo, excuse me. And so just to bring up the snot, we went out last night on a date and we got home. I was sucking his dick and it was like a lot of gagging. And my nose was running.
Bro, I'm not sucking dick if I have a runny nose.
I didn't know I had a runny nose. I didn't know I was that sick.
You didn't know you had a runny nose?
No, it just started coming out.
You was sucking real hard.
So I was like thinking to myself, like, bitch, is this like hot gag or is this like sickening? And I just couldn't figure it out. So I just played the shit off, bitch. Dude, okay. We had some really hot sex. It was so good. Actually, this was the hardest I came last night than I've ever came since I met him.
Oh,
like, and you know, I cried when
and
he
you cried before. So that's a really good fucking
We went to go see Thor, which had 92% like good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. But I wasn't just up for it. So we went home and nigga laid me on the bed. He was kissing me and being all sweet. And then fucking pulls me by the hair and he goes, so I'm gonna lick your clit. I'm gonna lick it till you come at least one time.
Oh,
and then I'm gonna take my tongue. Move it a little bit down where I know you like it. Which
is in your ass?
And he says he was going to flip me over, eat my ass from behind. And then once I come again, he was going to fuck me in it. So then I said, well, maybe not that, but I am.
You wasn't ready for anal sex?
I'm down for 1 through 2. I'm just not. I know it's coming soon, though, but I'm not doing that shit till. I got to make him earn it a little bit more. He get all of it.
That's right. Well, we know Lord Bay ain't going. Lord Bay. Lover Boy is not going anywhere.
He's coming to the show. Shit.
Right. I want to update, I guess, the listeners on Lawyer Bay. I know y'all were all rooting for me. Lawyer Bay is no longer in the picture. And it's funny because I had this conversation with Weezy and she didn't understand why. So I am going through,
I'm so
look,
sorry.
She's just,
I'm so sorry.
Just snot all, everywhere. I guess we talked and Weezy was like, really? Why? Like, you really liked him? Why is he out the picture? And as you guys know, I have a lot going on. You have a booger hanging out of your nose. I'm sorry. It was so big.
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone. I'm sorry. Oh, I just looked up at Weezy's
butt. Oh my god, fuck.
Bro,
oh
the booger was huge.
You didn't want to do this episode. We could have done another episode. Now I have to go back.
Okay, anyways, I'll update you guys on Lawyer Bait real quick. So I'm going through a lot of things with my personal life. So as you guys know, I'm currently in school obtaining my BS in accounting. And in the state of New York, you need 150 credits in order to reach the CPA. To get your CPA. And so I've actually just added another semester of school. So I'm now completing 150 credits of school and getting my second degree. And so dealing with Lawyer Bay, he was draining me.
Not as draining as my nose is on this
Your nose is draining. But he was draining me mentally. I felt like I couldn't be happy for the things I was happy about. He's currently dealing with health issues with his father. He hates his job. He just moved into a new apartment. He had a friend who died, and it was literally every time we talked, it was just negative.
I felt like when you said that, I was like, well, that it seems like he just has a lot going on. But
yeah, but it was literally to the point where I'm just like, it became to where I literally was stimulated through our conversations and his intellect.
And what turned you on about him was gone.
And essentially what turned me on about him, I felt like I couldn't even enjoy anymore. Every time we would talk, I literally felt like, I don't know, bro. Like, it was fucking draining. So
I think we've all had those people in our lives, and I don't think I can really say it's a man I've been with, but friends in my life that made me feel like the soul was sucked out of me when they got
the soul sucked like if out I saw them life.
Like if I saw them ring, I was like, I can't deal with this bitch right now, because it was just too much, whether it be about a man or something in family, and that energy, it's like, I don't know. And it's not like, because you want to be there for someone that's going through something.
I wanted to. Oh, I tried.
But there's something specific about people that just pull it out of you, that like, and then you give them advice. You're having this phone call because you want to make them feel good. And then you know they call you for it and they won't take it. Like, yeah. Hey, let's get out. Let's make you feel better. But no, nothing's going to work.
And that's how he was. And he was also suffering anxiety and depression. He was diagnosed to where he was taking medication for it. And because I've dealt with my mom taking medication, my sister taking medication, and so many people around me being like depressed or no bitch, not high, but just dealing with so much mental instability, I thought that I was the person that could take it on. I was like, shit, if I could deal with my goddamn mama and my sister, I could deal with a nigga. Damn. But just with my life currently, I needed the balance of someone to take the stress off of me because I'm doing so much. And because he couldn't even provide that, it wasn't even about the sex. It wasn't about the dick. It was literally just the conversation that I did like at one point, I wasn't getting anymore.
Right.
And so I was just like, you know what? And so anyways, fast forward, that's led me now to have two new boos. One is fairly new. One is almost a month in. And he's a felon. So if you follow my Instagram, I went on live and talked about Felon Bay.
There's so many details that you talked about that I guess you honestly couldn't tell me during a fighting episode, because that would have just led me to roast your ass. So let me tell the stories. Apparently on Instagram Live, it was only 70 people.
But it was 70 ongoing, bitch. They was listening.
Bitch, because the shit was interesting. So if you've heard, Mandy's been like, I don't fuck with hood niggas. You always dealing with them drug dealing ass, gang banging niggas.
Blah, 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 blah. Like hood niggas.
Mandy talks about it. Actually, I'm sorry, the previous episode of how a man had to do this, how he got to have money. What's this physical therapist going to do? How you going to help this bitch out? And this bitch, Mandy, just said, she is dating a nigga that got no job.
He can't get a job because he's a felon on paper.
But somehow has his own apartment.
So, of course, everyone was like, well, how he pay his bills? Don't worry about that. But he does, okay? I don't know. But this is my concern, and this is why I haven't looked at it for long term, because I feel like at any given moment, he could be locked up again. And I'm not a ride or die type of bitch. If he goes to prison... adios, sayonara. Like, it was fun while it lasted. Bitch, I ain't going to jail. I'm not putting money on your commissary.
Like, I'm just really interested because you have.
Bitch, but you seen his picture. He fine.
But you ask people a lot. Like, oh, what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. Like, that's such a conversation. Or, what are your goals?
So, of course, when we first met, his goals, personal trainer. That's what he wanted to be. And I was just like, oh.
Right. Is that the jail nigga like, job?
Oh, yeah. Because
that's what you've been doing for the last 24 months.
Right. 24 months, he spent 8 years in prison.
Whoa!
In and out since
he's
he was 16.
He's been in prison for 8 years?
Since he was 16
years
old.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Oh, God.
Sorry, my ears are clogged, so I'm just going to have to do it like this. I had to take my headphones off. So,
go ahead.
If he, because people love to say a job is a job.
Right. Oh, but Chipotle wouldn't hire him, bitch.
If he worked at McDonald's.
They won't hire him. When I tell
would
you.
Would that turn you off more than him not having a job?
Yeah, he'll smell like fucking fries. Right now, I'm not dating a guy who smells like fries. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I'm sorry. But what's crazy about that, and it's something that we've talked about. Actually, funny story I want to start. The first time he came over, bitch, I was watching Lock Up Raw.
Did you know?
At this point, I mean, he had kind of mentioned it, but bitch, I like
watching. What was he doing? Debunking shit? Like, they don't be giving us no fucking cookies.
No. So I like watching prison shows, and bitch, as we were talking about how he was talking about going to the shoe and shit, I like mysteriously turned the channel to Hollow Man because I was like, this cannot be on TV while he's telling me.
Wait. So when he was watching, how long did you watch Lock Up with him?
I was watching, as soon as he started telling me he'd been in prison, I took the remote and changed the channel because I felt completely uncomfortable. But then it's so funny because I didn't want to watch it on TV. But bitch, we was laying in bed the other night, and I ain't gonna lie, he fucked the shit out of me so good the other night. I had to tell him he was really rough. I think that comes from being in jail. He was a little too rough for me. And
for you?
Bitch, and I like it rough.
I'm the one who likes it.
I like it rough, but I had to tell him.
In what
like,
way?
Like, bitch, I felt like I was gonna bruise. Like, bitch was like holding me down, my neck. I was just like, whoa, like, it's a little rough.
Fish, but it's hard to tell someone to be too rough. I got my titties pinched too rough last night, and he was like, you don't like that? And I'm like, nigga.
It hurts. My nigga, that hurts. So we were talking, and I want to give you guys kind of a backdrop. If you guys listen to the show, I'm always teased about, I mess with athletes. I got African. I got a diplomat. All my niggas like millionaires in real life.
Okay, humble flex.
I mean, not humble. I mean, yeah, okay. Just a little bit. I talk to niggas with money, and it's crazy because I get a lot of guys that constantly hit me up, do you talk to regular niggas? And it's like, actually, can you not ask me to regular? This isn't really regular, but it's crazy because we were laying in bed the other night, and he got a little scar on his cheek. So I was like, did you get that in jail? Was it like a gang fight? Like, so...
What is so funny?
So he like, I feel so childish. So yes, girl, he had a good ass story. He was like,
he had a good ass story.
So he was telling me like how he had, I guess he was a part of a gang in there, and they jumped him because he didn't agree with something, and he wouldn't get some other side. But then it scared me because he was like, "Yeah, I got put in the shoe for that."
And I thought that was just our Orange is the New Black.
No, and so the shoe, for you guys that don't know, is solitary confinement. So then the story had to end because then I kind of got scared because he was like, "Yeah, but he should have known not to fuck with me." So I had all of them shot while I was in the shoe, and I was like, "You had them shot?" And he was like, yeah, you know, stabbed, cut, like, they all had to get back for what they did to me. And I was just like, okay, no more stories.
Nigga, I go come get your ass in any moment.
I'm kind of scared.
You tell somebody where you was.
I was like.
So I used to fuck a dude, the Jamaican DJ.
Wait, real quick, pause. Before you get into this, I want to say that while we were telling these stories on Instagram Live, they were all like, get Weezy in here. So as soon as
really?
Weezy. Yeah. So as soon as Weezy come on. She was like, girl, more power to you, girl. You know I fuck with them hood niggas. So you...
Because I feel like we all know what they're... How, like, the long... We all know how long it's going to last. Maybe not. No, because some women get sucked in. And I had been at one point. But I feel like at this stage in the game, like, you know what he's there for. But a lot of women don't.
Girl, his dick is medium. I still
I was
going to
say,
around,
like,
so.
One of the most ghetto moments of my life was... I was fucking with this drug dealing ass Jamaican nigga. And I went to his house... We had been dating for a few months, and I jumped in the bed like to lay down, and all I heard was like, bitch, I fucking felt the gun right on my head. And he's like, Weezy. So anyway, bitch, my whole ear was like bloodshot red.
What did he say? Do the accent and all, bitch.
I can't, because I'm just laughing.
Do the accent,
I can't,
bitch.
Lover boys got, you know, borat.
Okay, so do the Jamaican accent. He said, Weezy, what the bomba clap, yeah, I said.
So when we're in the bathroom, like, I don't know if there was blood in my ear, what was going on, he was like, you know, we have to teach you for shooting now. I was like, I don't really feel like there's going to be a home invasion. This is a very safe neighborhood. You got a nice house.
So translation, he said that he had to teach you how to shoot the gun now.
I guess he was like, well, now that you know it's there and like, you know, you coming over more often, like what if a nigga comes and run up on me? And I said, then he runs up on you, nigga. I'm getting mercy. The fuck? If I got to suck some dick to get out of the situation, I'm getting out.
So we're going to dig more into... This is actually our horrible decision. We're going to talk about the different types of dudes we've done been
we
with.
We might not have time.
Look, bitch. No, but we going to have time, goddammit. Preach, we got an extra, 5 minutes on top of that? No, I'm just playing. But
he's
we're
like,
going
to... First of all, bitch, I'm already taking care of the show.
Right. So this is a slight update on what's been going on with us. I wanted to get into our kink of the week. And the kink of the week for this week is eproctophilia.
Okay.
Eproctophilia is the sexual arousal from flatulence.
Isn't that when it's off?
This is when someone sticks their nose into someone's butt and receives a full force of their partner's intestinal gases.
Dude,
For some, farts are sexy. So I wanted to actually put this question out there because we actually had a listener letter come into us. A female said that her guy likes to come in, whether she's coming in from work or whatever, and he gets the arousal of sniffing her ass. And I kind of wanted...
Oh, yeah.
You remember the letter? I couldn't find the fucking letter. The chick from... Yeah.
I could find it.
I looked. If you could find it, that would be great. Anyways, so when I got that email, I was... kind of just like, and I believe it was in our DMs. When I got that letter, I was just like, he enjoys sniffing your ass. And she actually didn't know how to feel. Oh, she found it. Okay, can you read this real quick?
Oh my God. Y'all should bring up butt sniffing as a fetish. My on and off again lover is obsessed with sniffing my butthole. He prefers it if I've been doing a couple errands too. And it's so weird because it turns me on how much it turns him on. He came for butt sniffs too. So then she screenshots a fucking a text he sent her.
Oh, what does the text say?
I wish you could bend that ass over and put your phone between your legs and play with that pussy as your asshole throbs from pleasure. Hell yes, I want it smelling like you've been at the gym sweating that ass off. Maybe some of your juice is flowing towards your booty hole and I'll sniff all that up.
Oh my God. Okay, so I have a question for you. Would you feel, I mean, clearly we're open with a lot of things sexually. Would it be weird for you if Loverboy wanted to smell your ass or wanted you to fart in his face?
Dude, we're so like...
That's pretty. I don't know if, and it's crazy because I've gotten asked.
Shit,
course,
it almost happened
question.
Last night. He spread my ass open so fucking. I was like, nigga, you know we had like 5 courses. The fuck you doing? I know I got to give up the ass because we had dinner, but I honestly thought I was gonna fart last night. I kept trying to like flip over all rough, like no, fuck my face, because I thought I was gonna fart. But I only say this because like now that I've been dating him so long, I feel like I could be like, nigga, you tripping. But also. I can't because you ain't about to sniff no other bitch's farts.
I mean, I just think it's...
You need to smell a fart. You smelling mine.
I mean, it's just... It's like, is it a smelly fart? Is it like a... Is
smelly
it a...
Smelly cat.
Like, is it a... Like, what kind of fart is it? I think the same way we had to talk about the different kinds of
the
shit.
The weird thing is... I can understand.
Bless you.
Niggas
bless
smelling...
You.
Thank you. Dirty panties. Only because female musk... It does, like, a fishy smell is bad.
Of course.
But I ain't gonna lie, when I pussy sweating, I don't think that shit smells bad at all. I think it just smells like...
I mean, a sweaty pussy, though, is different, I think, than
but
a sweaty
But that's like
ass.
Panties all day. So that's what I'm saying. Dirty panties, I feel like, is not that weird. But ass,
but ass is a little,
shit.
That's shit, bro.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think so.
So I wanted to actually bring this into... something that a lot of females may have experienced and are not sure what it is. So although we're talking about farts right now, I want y'all to know your pussy could fart too. And so I looked that up, and that's actually called queefing. It can actually also be called a vart. So fart with a V. And this is actually the result of trapped. This is a result of a trapped pocket of air getting pushed out of the vagina. So this happens a lot when you're having sex and maybe they're going too fast or too hard. And if their dick comes out and goes back in, they're allowing air to go in there. And so a lot of times this happens and you fart. And I want a lot of women to know that this isn't something to be embarrassed about. I think a lot of men at this point know that what a vart is, right?
What was a... Ying Yang Twins, go ahead and start and make that pussy fart and whistle.
Wait, is that what it said?
Start,
and yep. make your pussy fart? That's what that song says?
Yeah. I actually want to read something. I didn't tell you about this, but when you sent me the outline or whatever, I read something once. I don't remember where I read it. It's an apple cap. Who knows? And it said that if you blow inside of a vagina, you could kill somebody. Did you hear that?
Never.
Listen to this. It is very true, but a very rare occurrence. When air is blown or forcibly directed into a vagina without allowing any air to escape, an air embolism, the abnormal presence of air in a cardiovascular system can form, which is fatal. Women who are more at risk for this are unlikely... For this unlikely possibility... I can't read. Anyway, you could die. A very large amount of air were to be blown or forced into your vaginal canal. Yes, it's possible it'll enter your bloodstream, causing blockage. Kind of like how you can't blow air into a... the veins or what is it, like IV?
Oh, air into the IV. Yes. I saw that on like, they get all the bubbles out. Shit.
That shit will kill your ass. You can't blow air in that pussy.
You can't do that. I remember, girl.
So if you ever want to, you know what I'm saying, kill
what,
a
kill
bitch,
somebody?
A great way to do this.
I've been
watching a lot of Mindhunter. You know what I'm saying? Pretend like you like the bitch, eat her pussy, put your hands around the hole, and then be like, I don't know what happened. You know, I really don't.
I'm so done with you.
Her heart stopped. I'm going to play it like your mom. We were watching TV, and all of a sudden, the bitch died. Bye, Karen.
So that's our kick of the week. I want to go ahead and we're going to get into our horrible decision, and this is going to take up the show because we ain't shit, and I'm sure we got a lot of niggas to talk about.
So if you sent in some home mail, by the way, the white guy question, what was the other one? The woman in D.C.
Yeah.
And something else. We read them on the Patreon episode.
Sorry. Yeah, so you guys can catch them there. So the horrible decision for this week is same shit, different dick. and I wanted to say this because we've messed with a plethora of men.
We?
Absolutely, bitch.
I guess if anybody, I've messed with more different types of niggas than you. Because
I mean, but to me, although they've all been black, they've been different, bitch. Okay? I mean, they all had sleeves.
They might have different
and
teams.
Well, this is why I wanted to
get it out.
So the listeners have heard me talk about lawyer bae. I now have a felon bae. And of course, y'all know I talk. Girl, somebody wrote me and was like, I'm better than all three of them Lakers you had. So. So I wanted to talk about kind of the different types of men that we've talked to, what has steered us away from some of the men we maybe have talked to in the past.
Uh-huh.
And what has attracted us to new men. So I guess we can kind of talk about you a little bit. We talked about me and all, you know, my different types right now. So you went from dating niggas and hood ass niggas.
N-U-G-G-A-S?
Niggas. To now dating white foreigners. So. So I want to talk about, like, everyone knows about fucking Loverboy. We're not going to sit here and spend all the time of how you like accents and all that now. But what were the different type of men that you dated prior to him?
Well, let me just say this about foreigners, period. It's not an accent thing. I make the joke, but so I don't know what happened where I wanted to kind of go outside of my box, which was only black men. Had nothing to do with not wanting to date black men anymore. It's just like I always felt like I just limited myself. Like I wouldn't even look or kiss a white dude.
I remember.
Yeah. So what happened was I went on maybe a few dates with white American guys and I just felt like they were fucking racist and they don't get shit and they haven't seen anything in their lives. So that's why I really believe in my heart that I can't go outside of like white Euro, white for anything, or even like South American Latino dudes.
Right.
I'm just speaking from aren't black here. Because I feel like white American dudes just ask me dumb shit. So how's it sewn in your head? Do they put a needle in your head? Nigga, shut up. And like.
And so you don't get these questions from foreign white men?
Not that I don't get them, but either they're not dumb questions or I mean, because a lot of my conversations are about nigga shit. Like, shit, I was out at dinner last night with Loverboy talking about fucking black people and Meek Mill. And injustice in the systems. We went to Andrew Schultz's comedy show the other night and there was a dude making like jokes about how his African side comes out and his American side comes out. And he was like, I totally get it. I understand. I've seen black people in Europe. I've been through these things. I see different types of people. American dudes just see this black white thing. Whereas
Absolutely.
Foreigners see the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. You're not just black here. You could be black everywhere else.
Yeah.
And like, I remember a guy I dated from Slovenia. Funny, it's where Trump's wife's from. He said to me, I was like, have you ever been with a black girl? And he wrote me back with a question mark and genuinely was confused. He was like, oh, well, never African, but girls that are black, yes, like dark, dark skin, like black French girls. Because he thought that what I meant was African when I said black.
Oh.
He's like, bitch, anybody can be black. That's how he really thought of it.
Okay.
He didn't even think African. And I just like that they have that about them. The guys I used to date before were... Yeah, hood niggas.
But see, but what I don't want to do is make this even a race thing. Because just like you said, well, you've dated a lot of the same guys. I actually want to talk about the difference.
Type of guy. Because, yeah, that's what I meant.
Because even though I've dated black guys.
Well, like, you said white foreigner.
I mean, I'm just saying, I remember, bitch, you remember when we used to go out back in the day? Bitch, I had a dread and gold radar, okay?
If Me
a
too.
Nigga, we both, if a nigga had dreads, we was like, oh, I want him.
Bro.
That's who I want.
There was a point where I wouldn't even look at anyone else.
That didn't have dreads. And this may have been just us coming from Florida. Bitch, if you had dreads.
And a donk.
And I'm not going to say, I'm going to sit
here.
For
you guys that don't know what a donk is, it's a car sitting on very high rim.
A donk. Oh, 22. Yeah. So my
22s, bitch.
Bitch, back in the Weak. Day, 22s was high before it got up to 26, 28.
Remember when they used to write it on the car?
So
I used to fuck a nigga with a Dora car.
Girl, so my boyfriend, 10th grade in high school, had permanent golds, two to the top, bottom grill, golds, and rode a Chevy Impala on 22s that you heard every time he came to campus. He was a senior. I was a sophomore.
They could never cut the corners.
It was just, you know.
I could never drive a nigga's
car. You had to go slow. And so that was in high school. And then I just felt like, as I got to my senior year, I'll say, is when I started not only dealing with older guys, I had a Magic player and a Warriors as a senior in high school. You remember the one I used to go, I don't want to say his name, but the one I used to see and that played for the Magic. This was my senior year anyways. And you know the other one.
Red Light
Jerry. Oh, not him. No. So there was another Magic player, but I was like 20 by that time.
What that nigga look like?
I'll show you a picture. Anyways, so.
He still play ball?
He went overseas and now he doesn't play ball. But and then of course I had the other NBA player, which I've talked about on the show, that wanted me to piss on him. And and so I feel like just dealing with them, I was introduced to different things. So I was being flown out. I was seeing the world. At this point, I grew up in a single parent household. Me and a trip to us was going to Daytona or Cocoa.
Right.
My mom couldn't afford to put us on a plane. And so when I started dealing with these guys who had money and who wanted to see me, they put me on a flight and I was able to literally see the fucking world. And then from there, it escalated. Bitch, I'd have had a diplomat of a country. A bitch that had an African that had his own business. And so I was used to seeing guys make money legally and have a lot of it. So I guess that kind of steered me away from dealing with felons, scammers or drug dealers. And so, I mean, it's so crazy.
Scammers,
though.
It's funny. I have to say this because I know it's a very popular thing now. But when I was fucking with hood niggas, scamming wasn't a thing. And honestly, I feel like scamming is so morally wrong.
It is.
Which is
absolutely.
So funny because drugs, for
kill
some
people.
Reason, I'm just like, oh no. Like, that's not a big deal. I buy them. But also, I don't know if I was never... I don't really know if I ever was talking to someone that had like trap houses, like feeding crackheads and keeping them down. Like, to me, it was always just like, oh, you sell weed, you sell some coke to some rich people, whatever. It wasn't a big deal. But scamming is like a hustle to me that I don't think I could ever get with.
No, and I can't. And I don't agree with it. Although I'm not going to lie to you, bitch. Living in New York City, I need to find me a Brooklyn nigga because I want these Louis Vuitton shoes. And
see,
bitch,
it's okay.
I
you
want a scammer.
Did
I
you see those
scammer.
Games that say you hate when motherfuckers rob people, but you definitely want to buy some shit out the trunk?
Bitch, I sure do. So
me too.
But I mean, I think it's just weird. So even having guys approach me with the question, do you date regular guys? I always, like, to me, it's a big thing with confidence. So if a guy approaches me like, I bet you don't talk regular guys, can you talk to me? To me, I feel like you're already putting yourself below me, or you feel like you don't have what it takes to date me. And so that's an automatic turnoff.
Like, I've dated like some waiters or bartenders since I moved to New York, and like they just had that fucking I don't know what it is, bro. Like, oh, word? Okay, you working, like, that's dope. You're an exec, good for you. So you know what? I work late tonight, but I want to come check you anyway. Come on, with the game.
So I say this to say, aside from color, I feel like a lot of us women date a wide variety of men, I guess, yeah. So to speak. And so what would say, if you had to list maybe 5, we won't make a list of 20, because Lord knows we could probably get that far. But if you could list five careers, types, whatever type of guys you've dated, who have been your top 5?
That I've enjoyed the most or that I want?
Yeah. Like, and what made the difference? So I'll say mine so that you can get an idea of what I'm talking about. So
I've got mine.
DJ, you know who that is. Of course, NBA player. I've had a director of a government organization, a diplomat, and a rapper. I'll say those are the five different types of guys that I've kind of
dated entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Which I'm dating now, and I noticed I like them the most because they're those fast
they're
thinkers.
Smart.
They are. And they give me really good perspective. People in corporate America, like, you and I do give each other good advice, but it's the same advice. And I feel like when you talk to someone that's outside of your world, they just think of something else you wouldn't.
It's so weird because I don't think you realize, although we work in corporate, it's so funny. A lot of people who know me view me as an entrepreneur. And I don't think you even view yourself as an entrepreneur yet.
Not
but
at this
what,
point.
But what this is that we're doing, what we're creating,
I know.
This is entrepreneurship.
And that's where, like, you know, just talking to Loverboy about Patreon and ads and giving up half of our money to be part of a network and, like, just hearing different perspectives of someone that has a successful business, it's great. And I really enjoy dating entrepreneurs the most. And I noticed a trend.
Okay.
Second, I would say, are lawyers. I've been with a lot of...
A lot of lawyers.
I'm sorry.
oh, shit, I forgot lawyer. Okay.
athletes. Now, where you know it's not basketball, within the few years we didn't talk, I was dating, like, I really am, like, a fan of, like, a soccer player body.
Yeah, they're too small
European
for me.
European football.
They're too small for
yeah,
me.
I liked dating athletes. I would say after that is government workers. So people that are like, I don't know, just someone that's got that like super strict, whether it be like military, which I would never date again. I was going to say USPS. I don't fucking know. And then after that, I'd say entertainment industry. So not like rappers, but like people that are producing or all around or doing shows. Niggas I meet in the club.
Right.
But above all, I think that the athlete attraction, which is why I get it for you, is... they're so committed to their bodies and this thing, and they have a craft, right? They have a talent.
They look so good.
And normally, when you date someone, they don't have a talent. So when you date an athlete, they do, and they've either got fame for it, or they're admired for it, or it's something that's so special about them that nobody else has. You're telling me that other people can fucking kick a ball like you and not be at work today? No.
Nope. It's just that I can suck their dick
it's
standing up.
It's hot.
It's way more simple
kind
than
of
that,
like,
Lizzie,
I can't believe I'm going to say this. I kind of enjoyed the athlete schedule.
I hated it.
Well, when I was dating, like,
couldn't fuck the day of a game, had to take a nap.
But the thing,
like,
is that
same
you're
shit,
off
bro.
For a summer. You've got a lot of fucking travel time, which I can join you on, which is fun. And I don't know, like, it's a different lifestyle, something new to talk about. I don't know, for women that are always like seeking these guys, like athletes, rappers, entertainers, there is one thing: if you have a regular lifestyle, it's gonna be very hard to be with somebody like that.
Which is so, and I want to talk about that because I feel like that's why I have gone away from dealing with athletes or anyone with those type of schedules. And I want to let you guys know, so as you guys know, I'm now working in finance and I'm a full-time student, so I have responsibilities to not only work but to attend class, and these guys do want you to be available. So when I was a bartender, oh, it was easy, bitch, gave up my shift, hopped on a flight. And so
I've been insulted at how men I'll meet now talk to me about it.
Yeah, they hate that you're not available. They hate that they can't see you when they want to see you. And then that's another thing, you can't really see them when you want to see them.
You know
what's
the funny thing is, I was talking to it wasn't Loverboy, maybe it was, and we were talking about Wiz Khalifa's girlfriend.
She's so hot.
How she's hot, whatever. And I was like, oh, she's a stylist.
You're
so
stylish.
He starts laughing, and we're like, oh, what did she do before him, right? Because every single picture she has with him, she's always
she
traveling him,
him,
whatever.
Beautiful.
Right. But no, I'm saying every single picture she has with him because she's with him.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to drop your life. So that means you have to literally commit to this shit, because there might be a girl that nigga met that has a 9-to-5 that is an average girl. And he's like, you're great, but I want to take you all over the world with me, and you can't. And what level headed chick is going to fucking really drop their shit for someone and no assurance of if they're going to have anything when they come home?
Right.
You know, a Karuchi, things like that. So I think the girls that seek these dudes cannot be the average girl. You really have to be the girl that plans your own shit, because you might have to get up and go with a nigga. When I was dating, you know who you hooked me up with. Oh, God, now he I remember there would be times where he'd hit me up the day before. Actually, he's done it since he's.
Yeah. And like,
come with me here.
I wanna see you. Yeah.
Do you want to come with me to a cabin tomorrow? What?
Or like, yeah. Or even his cousin. You want to come to Portland? Want to come to Memphis? It's always the whack ass cities. No, I don't want to fucking come to those.
I asked
cities.
Him one time. I was like, "Take me to Toronto with you," and he's like, "Oh, I don't know." I'm like, "Cause the bitches are lit. That's why you won't take me." Shit, I was telling Loverboy he likes. You know, he's always going to Knicks games. I was like, "Oh, the Cavaliers were playing last."
Yeah,
it
was
Monday?
This week. Yeah, it was this week.
I was like, when are you going to take me to a game? He's like, well, this one, I just got a lot of friends, but, you know, we could do another one like when the Magic come, when your little friends come. Nigga.
No one wants to see the Magic
play. I know. I want to see LeBron football playing ass. You heard what that guy said about him?
What?
So you know LeBron is riding the train.
Oh, and he, yeah. And so he pushed the camera away and he said, I didn't have my latte yet this morning.
That's I don't blame that dude. I don't. That's one thing I love about New Yorkers. People said that that guy was being phony. I believe him. Sure, he knew he played basketball, not football. But
he didn't give a fuck.
Dude, if I'm fucking commuting, I don't give a fuck who's on the train. If I'm just thinking next to somebody that I like, but not a big deal to me.
Right.
Nicki Minaj.
So
if that bitch put the camera on me at 8 o'clock in the morning, shit, or fucking commuting home, I'd be like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Fuck the pink print. Get that shit out of my face. Fuck that. Yo, Michael Rapaport was like, LeBron over here thinking he in Disneyland.
Bro, they rode the train like it was a fucking amusement park. And I'm just like, nigga, we get on this shit every day. So I wanted to, so as we're talking about these different guys, I know I mentioned it in the beginning of the episode. And so I want your advice. And you know, I never ask your advice for shit because I really don't give a fuck what you have to say. But I want your advice on this, on Felon. Felon Bay. Because you have dealt with felons prior in your life.
How much shade you gonna throw before you? I'm gonna ask your advice because it's not like you give good advice. And I don't give a fuck about what you got to say. And I know you date a lot of niggas that's been in jail.
So what would be your advice to me and our listeners for someone dealing with someone who has had time and someone who you may not, I know I don't see long term, but I really enjoy his company. So do you have any advice?
I don't think you should stop dating him, but I just think that you could accept disappointment, possibly, only because you got to be okay with the fact that maybe, what was he in jail for?
Gun charges.
Did he kill somebody?
I asked him that, and somehow we got away from the question. Ooh. I don't think he killed anyone, though. Like, so
8-year gun charge? Is that real?
That was at 16. He got locked up till 19, got out, and got locked up from 20 to 25.
Okay, if somebody, how old is he now?
28.
If someone keeps making the same mistakes, I don't know. Because the thing is, like, all you're going to do next is something that you know how to do.
Right.
If you're not prepared to, quote unquote, hold somebody down, meaning that you're going to have to deal with the fact that they may work at a Chipotle, like you said, and be proud of the fact
that they denied. They denied.
I know. But, like, some bullshit job. If you can't accept that and you don't like the idea of it, after 6 months, when that puppy love baby boo shit is gone, that's going to be your nigga.
Now, is that something that I should let him know up front? I mean, I wish we had a felon sitting in front of us, but is that something that I should let him know? Like, listen, I'm not a ride or die bitch. Or should I just wave right out? Like, I told him already, this is the first. Like, I'm making an exception. I've never talked to someone who's done jail time.
I don't know.
Well, like, real jail time. Like,
I mean, it's been a month. I don't know if you owe him that yet.
Okay.
Just like men or women, they don't owe each other. Like, if you don't, you're not going to know how deep you fall for him, dude. You might want to do these things for him. And that's what happens to women. That's what happened to me.
He already asked me what I want for Christmas. That's kind of moving fast.
Because he's going to steal it.
Why he gotta steal my Christmas gift? See,
well, where does he ain't got no?
You see, Breach, you see why?
What? He ain't got no job.
He make money.
How?
I don't know.
Now, that's the thing. If you're encouraging and accepting gifts, when that nigga goes to jail, you're not gonna be cool with it. So that's gonna be the thing.
Okay.
You've gotta decide which, you know, playing field you're gonna have with it. Are you gonna think it's cool that he can sell drugs? Are you gonna be okay with it? Are you gonna just be chill with getting the gifts and enjoying his drug money and then just cut him off?
Disclaimer, I don't think he sells drugs. Let's not assume his money comes from drugs.
What do you think he does legally?
I don't know, but to my knowledge, he said he's steered away from drugs because that's the easiest way to go back in.
So, and
he's still on probation. I don't think he scams. You can't pay rent with scammer cards. I don't know. I know he's not an escort because his dick is medium. So, I mean, he's good looking.
He must really be interested.
He's cool.
With no job, a fucking 8-year prison bay, and a medium dick? I don't know. I think happening to you is that you can acknowledge that you just like him for him. And that's
it's weird because even on a sexual level, I don't even think it's all the way
you
there
yet.
You
say all the time that you wouldn't date 24/7 because he has a neck tat or face tat.
So,
but you're telling me
but it's weird because even when I met 24/7 and I said we wouldn't even talk about him anymore. But when I met him, he was broke. He had dime bags in his Timberland boots. He did he was in the streets. And so that is kind of, and of course he was an up and coming rapper. It was everything I stood against, and it's why I never saw anything but sex with him. I didn't want to take it further. He had great conversation. He's a great individual. Like, he makes me laugh. He's funny. He's right. great to be around. But because of those reasons, I was like, this isn't someone I can see myself
with.
And
I'm not
even
telling you to cut the dude off, because I don't think you should, because I know a lot of people going to hear this and be like, oh, give him a chance. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm just saying that you need to make an educated guess.
I know.
On his lifestyle.
I know, but like, it's crazy, because someone,
if he spent 10 years of his 28-year-old life in jail.
I know.
That's most of his adult life.
And I've been thinking about this. I know. So it's something that every time we talk, we
have.
Is
he going to be excited to be out and fucking bitches and things like that? Is he going to be a headache for you? Like, you need to just
I'm trying to get him to go to the Puerto Rican concert with me.
Who's going to buy the tickets?
I mean, hopefully him. But you know I'd be getting free shit? You see what I'm talking about? See, even the producer is like, bro, the shade is real.
I'm being very serious, bitch. What are you going to be okay with? And you have to ask yourself these. Dude, listen to me. If I had to tell you that I was going to be waiting for Loverboy that long the day I met him, absolutely not. I wouldn't have done this. But okay. My feelings got too deep. So, like, now I just want to make sure that in a next relationship, if I have to start over, God forbid, that I know what I'm doing next time. And I'm looking at the things and I'm taking the guesses. Like, I'm understanding the situation and I'm preparing myself.
Right. I don't know. I think it's something I'm just really.
How much time do you spend with him a week?
Bitch, 1 week he came over 3 times, and I was like, three times a week for me is a lot. Like,
have you been to his place?
No, he keeps telling me, like, you come to my place next time, and it's just like.
You got furniture there?
He claimed he got a futon, and I'm just like, that ain't all furniture. He just moved in maybe 2.5 months ago. So this is, and he's one stop for me on the train. So he's in my neighborhood.
I don't know, dude. You gotta let it go.
I mean, I don't know. Where
you gotta enjoy yourself.
I mean, and I am, and
but jail niggas gonna feed you the best lines, bro. That's the only thing. They're gonna make you feel like the only girl in the world and so special.
But he doesn't. I mean, we started off very, very honest with each other. Like, I mean, girl, like, I ain't even gonna tell you. Like, bitch came over the first 2 times he brought up 24/7, and I said, listen.
How did he bring him up?
He was wearing Vans, so he was like, yo, that nigga wear Vans, I can wear Vans. And then he was like, yo, you heard this nigga album?
Wait,
like,
he was talking about
really
him
just
like,
talking about him like he really likes him. And I'm just like, by the third night he came over and brought that nigga up, I was just like, listen, I'm gonna be 100% honest with you, we cannot sit here and talk about this nigga. He was like, damn, you got something against the nigga? I was like, okay, it's just awkward. I was fucking the nigga, like, for a long time. Can you not, like, bring him up? It makes me feel awkward. And so I was honest with him because I just felt odd talking about him every time he fucking come over. It's fucking weird.
Right.
So, I mean, we've been really transparent with each other as far as who we're having sex with, all of that. So it's been.
Were you the home mail for this week?
I think that was the home mail. Like, bitch, what do? I'm dealing with a felon.
I don't know. I think you got to write it out. I just think that you have to have expectations with this. It's just like if a chick was dating a rapper, what should you expect?
You're right.
If a girl was dating a nigga that be in the club, what should you expect? If you're dating a felon, what should you expect?
That's a good way to look at it. You're right. Because I do treat people differently.
It's not about
wanting
the worst, because you don't. It's not about expecting the worst. It's just like, okay, it could happen. Just acknowledge that.
This may be some of the best shit you've ever said.
Is it?
I'm proud of you, bitch.
I can't breathe. This Claritin brought me clarity.
Bitch, you clear as fuck. Anyways, I guess we did kind of a lot of rambling, but I hope you guys kind of enjoyed. We kind of talked about some hoe shit, but not too much hoe shit. But, I mean, shit, you had your ass wide open the other night,
and
so I guess that was exciting. And you almost farted in his face.
Farted on his dick? Yeah.
We're gonna go ahead and try to give you guys more episodes of just us, because it seemed like you guys have been asking for it. I hope you enjoyed kind of this episode, and we kind of went all over the place.
Next week you guys are gonna love it.
Oh yeah, so next week we have a trans man who came on to the show, so it'll be really interesting. And then the week after that, y'all motherfuckers will see us at the live show. Shout out to Cassel. Yes, bitch, it's in 2 weeks. You not ready, are you?
No.
You not ready at all. I want to give a huge shout out to Cast Sound Lab. They are sponsoring our live show. Also, a lot of y'all motherfuckers in New York are starting podcasts and shit.
Don't be booking our slots, though.
But I actually, look, and here I go. I was about to be like, we're at a great studio. It's very affordable. A lot of people give us compliments on our sound. So if you guys are looking to start a podcast, we will go ahead and include their information in the description of this episode. And you guys can check them out. Look at their prices and come over here and book it. It's in Brooklyn, right off the L train, bitch. So it's accessible. And yeah, so shout out again to Cast Sound Lab.
I was going to mention something about the show. Oh, yeah. If you guys want to just, you know, be in our lives a little bit. Mandy and I were talking about what are we going to wear for this show. And Mandy's like, I kind of want to do the corporate look.
Too bad I already bought my outfit. So I hope you're not asking for advice. Go ahead.
I want to wear a tee and jeans.
But like, okay, so Weezy's going to wear a t-shirt and jeans. I feel like I'm always in bodysuits and I look thotty. I'm the fucking...
You too.
I do. So I'm going to be more classy.
I want to wear like... I just want to feel relaxed. And I feel like if I'm too dressed up that I'll overdo it in my own head.
Okay.
And I just feel like if I'm wearing a tee and jeans and heels, then I'll feel
sexy.
Well,
go ahead, bitch. You're going to be sexy. And also, speaking of heels... I want to let y'all hoes know, if y'all are on CP time or fashionably late or whatever the case may be, we have oversold the amount of tickets to seats. So there is standing room. And so I want to let you guys know that the doors will open at 7. The show will start promptly at 8 p.m. We do have to start on time. So if you guys are looking for a seat, I do want to let you guys know, please show up early as there is standing room. So, bitch, if you want to look cute and wear your heels, but you know you might show up late, you might want to bring a pair of slides in your goddamn purse. And that's kind of all the information I think we want to share. Do you have any other information you want to give our listeners before we sign out?
No. Send me your remedies for my nose besides the neti pot. Bye.
All right. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Holla.
He won't fuck your best friend and your sister. A lie to ya, or then screw ya, or get mad if his homeboys do ya. He's a nigga, don't let him fool ya. They all dogs, that's what they do, Tell you put a stop to the shit they pull and get your own shit, that's what you do. And don't worry about him or his jewels, man. You make him sweat dubs on your shit ass. You ride by music high as hell too. He's watching you, lusting with his bitch you. Smile at him, nod at him, keep riding. You see him later cause he wanna stop by when he sees you off the chain looking good too. You even got his bitch wanna freak you. Don't trust no nigga, no, no. You can't trust no nigga, no, no. I don't trust no nigga, no, no. You can't trust no nigga, no.
Motherfucker, get gone.
I don't trust no nigga, no, no. You can't trust no nigga, no, no. I don't trust no nigga, no, no. You can't trust no nigga, no.
Now when he comes, open up, let him freak you. Do all the things, freaky things this bitch can't do. From the back to the side, just riding. Tighten up, grip it down, shit's wild then. Get him up, put him out, nigga, get gone. She's the one cussing, blowing up your cell phone. I'm over you, yeah, you had to learn the hard way. I give a fuck about what you might have to say. Cause you'll see, I'm a queen in the end, though. You see where you're gonna be in the end, bro. Knowing nothing with nothing stuck in the hood. While I'm straight, looking lovely, living real good. So trust a nigga, fuck a nigga, get your own shit. To let him know that he's fucking with a raw bitch. With a head on the shoulder, knows how it goes. And when it's time to let a motherfucker get gone.
Don't trust no nigga, no, no. You can't trust no nigga, no, no. I don't trust no nigga, no, no. You can't trust no nigga,
motherfucker,
no.
Get gone.
Don't trust no nigga, no, no. You can't trust no nigga, no, no.
Don't mean you no good. Oh, you forgave him, ho. Oh, silly ho.
That nigga don't mean you no good. Oh, you forgave him, ho? Dumb silly ho. That nigga don't mean you no good. No, nigga don't trust no. Nigga no. Can't trust no. Nigga no. Can't trust no. Nigga no.
No, nigga.